Good morning. Welcome to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. Glad that you're tuning in this morning, on this Sunday morning, or on a podcast, wherever you're at in the world. Right, Jamie?
That's
I love
right.
saying that, don't I?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so Jamie, we'll get you started on telling people a little bit about Dave Fox, where they can find out information about us. Since you're in marketing, right, I thought maybe that'd be down your alley.
Yeah, Possibly. Absolutely.
Okay.
So Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show, we've been doing this. This is now our 11th, 12th
oh my gosh.
Season? Maybe it's our 12th season. I don't know. Time flies when you're
if
having
it's
fun.
If 12th, then we missed a year somewhere there because I remember we were just talking about 10th. But
yeah, I don't know. Anyway, nonetheless, we've been doing the show a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find all of those episodes at DaveFoxRadio.com. And then, of course, everything about us as a company, you can find at DaveFox.com. On social media is another great place to find more information about us. Always at Dave Fox Design Build on any social media platform. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have been in the remodeling industry for 43 years now.
Yeah.
Math is hard.
Is that before you were born?
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch it, Gary.
Ooh, I think I hit a nerve.
I guess that was a spicy topic. But nonetheless, we've been remodeling a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we do design build remodeling, which a lot of people don't know that term, design build. You know, what does that mean? And it just really means that we design and build.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of companies are strictly designers and then hire out the contractor. Other companies are contractors and you're kind of either on your own or you hire your own designer. So we're kind of a one-stop shop. And this show's purpose is really to be an educational resource on remodeling, on things for your home, give ideas and inspiration, and just kind of an insight into the remodeling industry.
Yeah, very good job. Okay, you're going to keep your job now.
Oh, thank goodness.
You passed that test.
That was the whole test. After 13 years, that's the
yes.
test.
Huh? That's it.
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
And now 13 years from now, it's going to be a little harder than that.
Okay, all right, fine.
Okay. All right, and we have a guest today.
We do.
Fun.
Yeah. So Rachel joins us this morning. She's one of our interior designers. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Yeah. And so we mentioned actually a couple weeks ago, we were talking about how one of our pictures on House, which is a somewhat of a social media platform, it's really dedicated to the home industry and remodeling for ideas and inspiration. And we post our projects on there. One of our pictures that we've posted on there has gone a bit, as they say, viral,
mm-hmm.
and has been, you know, in 5 featured articles on House now, and has just gotten endless likes and shares and saves and is being used for a lot of inspiration.
Mm.
It even got named the top, I think, mudroom or laundry room, they called it, for 2024. And has just been given a lot of great accolades. 2023, excuse
yeah.
me. And
we're only a few days
into it. I know. You know me. Yeah. I'm always like, let's go. What's next? But some really cool accolades and things that it's been included in. And we mm-hmm. thought
and
it'd be a
great. And who's responsible for that project?
Well, Miss Rachel herself.
Rachel.
Tis me.
Yes. And I've had so much fun bragging about that, Rachel. Just telling my wife and my friends and.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, I was very excited about it and telling all of my friends and family too.
Yeah. It was even part of a, one of the articles was 28 home design trends that will define 2024.
Whoa. That was the most recent one.
Rachel, you are defining 2024.
I mean, I knew Gosh. That, but I'm glad the other people
All right,
people
folks,
know.
So you are listening to the person here that's going to define 2024
I
on
know.
The Dave Fox
Home
Remodeling
Show.
We should
probably get an autograph while we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fee is low right now.
He's like free or...
Just let me keep designing cool jobs.
Okay. Deal. But we thought it'd be a great, you know, project of the month to kind of start the year on mm-hmm. and take a deeper dive into what is it that makes this room so eye-catching and kind of draws you in and things like that. So we thought we'd go over some of the details here with Rachel today.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get started.
Alrighty.
All right. So oddly enough, this project was more than just a mudroom laundry room. It actually also included a primary bathroom remodel as well. And tell us a little bit about this client, because they came to us a little bit different than most.
Yeah, so they came to us because they actually were wanting to sell their home and wanted it remodeled to put it on the market. That is not our typical client, as we know.
Yeah.
And they were aware of that, but they had a special circumstance because they were actually already in contract with building their own custom home in Virginia. So they were going to move there out of state, and they needed this done on a very strict timeline. But not only that, they
had done... Which is also something we're not typically known for.
Right. Granted, they did their due diligence in making sure that they got a very large jump start on this. And with new builds and any construction project, it takes a long time. So they were kind of in the same boat as what our remodeling project...
They had a realistic understanding of what they were up against,
Basically, they just really wanted it to sell quickly and didn't want it sitting on the market. And they had done a lot of other remodel projects in that house because it's a beautiful 1800s farmhouse and had so much potential to it. And they had changed so much on their own, but they were just tired. It takes a lot of work to do a project on your own. So they said that they wanted it done well and they wanted it done right. Mm-hmm. And that's their words, not mine. So they came to us and specifically requested to do the mudroom and the master bath, as those were the last two remaining pieces and parts of this house that they hadn't remodeled. And those are the two things that you see upon entering this house too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were actually a referral to us. There was a home that we remodeled not far from them that they were friends with, and they got to see firsthand. And I was actually just reading up before doing this show on kind of how they came to us, and their little comment was basically that they had really spoke highly not only of the work but of the workers. Mm-hmm. And that was really important to them as well. And so I thought that was a good kind of note too. So, and a referral, it's interesting because, you know, giving a referral is not something that people do easily because it's really putting your own, you know, kind of reputation on the line too. Like even recommending something as simple as a show, you really have to like be like, well, I hope you know, maybe it's not that great. I thought it was great.
Lower the hype a little bit.
Like lower that hype.
Yeah, you always give a referral with a qualification.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I liked it.
So you have to really, you know, be careful on what you're referring to people, because otherwise you lose trust, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think when it comes to something like remodeling, which is very big, a lot can go wrong. You hear more horror stories than good stories.
Every project's unique.
Every project's different, right? There is no copy and paste. And I think that giving a referral can be a little scary, you know, unless you are very confident, it can be hard to give a referral. So the fact that these other clients had referred us and spoke so highly of us, and then that we were able to meet those expectations is also a challenge in itself. Because a lot of times a referral, you're hearing from somebody that had to have a very exceptional experience in order to be referring. And so that expectation is already set a little higher than someone that's coming to us that has never, you know, worked with us or known anybody that did business with us. They know what they know in the industry and have heard, but they're not hearing it.
You know, any glowing referral or fantastically exceptional project with happy clients at the end, in that referral, they're usually not telling about the part that was delayed that we couldn't get, or something got put in wrong and we had to redo it. I mean, every project has those issues, right?
Yeah.
Even the best project in the world in remodeling, something went wrong. We had to, you know, fix it or scramble at the last minute or something. Mm-hmm. So that's usually not part of the accolades.
Yeah.
But it is the reality.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like having kids, right? You remember all the good parts. You don't remember standing in the store while they're having a tantrum on the floor, you know, kind of a thing. It's like you just kind of phase that out of your mind.
Yep. Only remember the good.
Kids are great.
Grandkids are better, though.
Yeah, grandkids are better.
I've heard back
more fur children.
Yeah, they have less tantrums.
Okay, so you are listening to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show, and we have been doing this, as Jamie says, for...
some amount of years.
11, 12 years, whatever. We're going to be back right after this break. Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show right here on 610 WTBN or on a podcast. Right?
That's right.
Did I do that right, Jamie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know. I finally got Gary to go on Instagram.
Yeah. I know. The Dave Fox. Well, actually, the way that happened was... I got a call from a remodeler down in Georgia, I think, and he had been following our company. I got an email from him saying, I really like to talk to you, Gary. You know, I've been following your company and know so much about you guys and stuff and just really want to talk with you. And I'm thinking, okay, this is some kind of sales pitch, right? Because this, how could this guy know so much about us and everything? Well, we finally made contact, and lo and behold, Instagram is where he had been following us, and he was just so impressed with all of our stuff. So cool. So yeah, I got on Instagram, and actually looked at what we put up there.
Yeah, you're like, what does he think? I said, this really is cool. What we do. Wow.
What cool things are we posting?
This is a great company.
It is a great company. But yeah, so we had talked about kind of how these clients came to us, and again, so different. This is the only client I can think of that we remodeled for the intent to sell their home. Typically, our client is remodeling to live a very long time in their home, and has no plans of leaving it, or at least not for a very long time. And, you know, because we are a more luxury remodeler, we are doing projects that are specifically suited for our clients, for the way they live in the home, and it's very custom and very well suited for them. And it's an expense, you know, to do that type of remodeling. And so these clients, though, had seen our quality and knew that it would help their home sell fast, and knew that they were in an area that could withstand that and would only help their value. And then I guess when they were going through selections and things like that, how did they pick stuff out for not themselves?
Yeah. So this is funny because it's kind of what a lot of people go into selections thinking. These people just happen to actually have that purpose, because so many people think, oh, what's the resale value of what I'm picking?
Yeah.
And typically I'm trying to steer people away from that because I think it's your house, it's your personality.
Yeah.
But because this specifically was going to be directed to the mass market and try and get anyone, not just a niche group of people, we wanted to go with neutrals, but still updated. However, because like I had mentioned, it's an 1800s farmhouse and it had so much character built into it, that we also wanted to stick with that character and keep with the originality of the house and not go too modern or too gray. So even though there are tones that are in that grayish family, there's also a lot of warmer neutrals, creams, black, which never goes out of style and is timeless, as well as some natural materials. So it really was a nice mix and match of different things. Because like you said, there's also the bathroom. The bathroom, I do think, is a bit more contemporary with the tile that we chose.
Mm-hmm.
But the mudroom that's gotten all this hype, I think it just has all of those warm, cozy neutrals that is inviting, but still clean, and really reaches all of those people that might not have the specific taste of a green here and there or blue.
Yeah, absolutely. I know one of the kind of comments in one of the articles was that the laundry room, mudroom had a clean yet lived-in farmhouse feel. And I think that's very accurate. It's a very homey feeling. You immediately feel kind of warmth and home in that mudroom, which you don't think of a mudroom as this, you know, glamorous space.
Right.
Necessarily. But, I mean, I would love to do laundry room in there.
I would too. And the high ceilings really played a dramatic role in there too, with storage, but also trying to create that feeling of warmth with these 10-foot tall ceilings. That was, I wouldn't necessarily call it a challenge, but something that we had to really talk about, and whether or not how high we take the cabinets. And so we took them up to almost 10 feet, I believe was closer to maybe nine feet plus the crown. But I think the tile in there, plus also just kind of sidetrack, I do think that textiles play a big role in that too. And that's not necessarily something that we do, but it can help with that.
Yeah.
So having like a nice rug, which they had a beautiful runner in there, can also play a big role in making everything come together with the selections that we've chosen.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that slate tile, the black floor there, or is it just a
look-alike? It's a slate look. So it's still a porcelain tile. So it's still a manufactured product that has nice durability, easy to clean, but it does give that natural stone look to it.
Yeah.
Has a nice variation in there to help hide the dirt too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting for this age of home to have so much square footage to work with.
Yeah. Well, I think that there was a chunk, the master bedroom, and I believe this mudroom actually was an addition onto the house.
Okay, that makes more sense. Mm. Because it definitely has a lot of modern amenities with the space.
Yeah.
For such an old home.
I know the master bathroom definitely was an addition, and it was an interesting layout. There's mm-hmm. still a wall that we had taken out, and we still don't know why it was there. It was a little nook, and we had our guesses, but there was no plumbing run through it, so the idea of it being a laundry area was out the window. So we still don't know. It's a mystery that we'll never solve.
Yeah, I see that. That is interesting. And so with this kind of square footage of this master suite, you said this was a previous addition. Did mm-hmm. we run into any unforeseen? You know, sometimes we'll work on homes that had previous additions, and there will be a lot of, you know, fixing needed done, things like that.
Yeah, the HVAC was interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Getting all the tile out of there that was in there was hard because it was older tile that had been, and there was a lot of it. I mean, it was the whole entire floor, wainscoting on the walls, all up the walls around the tub deck. It was just tile everywhere, and that older tile was difficult to remove. But inside the walls, because I think there had been a window too that was covered over. Mm-hmm. And that was cool because actually they had left, it must have been the curtain panel. And so when we opened the wall, there's still this tapestry of fabric behind the wall. So that was a fun little find. So electrical and HVAC were probably the two biggest, because I don't know who did this addition, when it was done, if it was done by a DIYer of the home or somebody that they hired. But there was a lot of reworking of that to make sure that we had everything on the right circuit panels, making sure that the heat was going to heat this bathroom because mm-hmm. it was a large bathroom, again, with high ceilings.
Yeah.
Hey, shifting gears back to the mudroom. I'm looking at these photos, mm-hmm. and there's a real wide maple bench
yeah.
in there. Now, do you know if that's solid maple?
You can ask Kelly out in the shop.
Okay, yeah. I'll bet it is because it's a wide span. It's probably 5.5 feet, maybe 6. And, of course, in a mudroom, you need a spot to sit down, put mm-hmm. your boots on and stuff. But it's a wide span with no intermittent support. Mm-hmm. So I'm imagining that's probably solid maple, probably 2 inches thick. So I do notice in our shop a lot of times big, solid wood items. Mm-hmm. Maybe a seat, built-in
yeah.
seat or bench or something. Mm-hmm. And it is fun to really, in this day and age of all the veneers and plywoods and with the nosing on the front. I mean, we build a lot of solid wood stuff, and it's strong, durable, looks great, feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure this probably is.
Yeah, no, it looks like it.
Yeah.
It was really nice. We did add that extra banding at the top too, which I thought was just a fun little detail.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of an afterthought, but looking back on it, they really liked it because it helps protect the wall and the side cabinets that it's in between of nicks and bumps and stuff as you're sitting down with, you know, your belt, or you throw a purse or a bag on there, and it just kind of helps protect the surroundings from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have in our mudroom now, every part of it is white, like the bench, the wall, the everywhere mm-hmm. is white. Mm-hmm. And in our old house, it was a dark, like iron ore with a wood bench.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, was that easier to...
I can imagine.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. And we hope everybody's doing good out there. Today, we're talking about a project that we won an award on, right, Jamie?
That's right.
And we have the interior designer here.
Hello.
Live and in person, Rachel. And if you're just tuning in, which probably a lot of people are tuning in right now because people tune in and tune out, just whatever what they're doing, life goes on, right?
Yeah.
But we're here for you if you need to listen to something cool Sunday mornings or in your podcast.
Yeah, learn something about your home.
That's right.
Get some ideas.
Yep. So we were just talking about a master bathroom, primary bathroom, and mudroom, award-winning project.
Yeah.
So let's carry on, ladies. Jamie right. and Rachel, while I listen.
Sure thing. Okay. Well, we were just talking about before the break how I was mentioning that I now have all white in my mudroom and yeah. used to have a darker stained and darker finish. And the white shows literally everything. And I have three kids and a giant dog. And white was not ideal. And we were talking with the wood. You know, it's so interesting because originally when we got our mudroom done at our old house and we had, it was an oak bench top. And I was always really worried about it. I was like, don't put that on there. You know, don't, careful. You know? It was new. So I was like, no one use it.
It's just for looks.
But then once we started using it, I realized its durability and mm-hmm. how great it was to have that solid wood, mm-hmm. you know, stained top on there. And definitely plan on doing that again someday because the white does not hold up in a mudroom.
Yeah. I look at white and it gets dirty.
Yeah. That must be what happened with my kids too.
I'm sure.
But yeah. So back to the kind of the functionality of this space. What were kind of some of their key, I mean, it's funny because they don't have, you know, needs and wants other mm-hmm. than it being functional for anybody. So mm-hmm. what were kind of the key elements that you knew you wanted to keep and knew you wanted to add and things like that with the space or that they did?
Yeah. Well, if you see the before pictures there, the mudroom did have an extra oven, a wall oven in there, which is very interesting.
In the mudroom?
In the mudroom.
Okay.
Yes. that was what they got. Like, they did not put that in there. It was there when they purchased the house. So they said at first it was very odd, and then it started to grow on them in the case of holidays and stuff. And we know this with people doing that in kitchens, doing the double oven.
Yeah.
To have it in the mudroom, I guess that was the only place it fit for the previous owners. And we talked about possibly keeping that in there just because they realized how much they had liked having that secondary one. But we opted to take that out and use that space as just the mudroom and laundry room. I also have a personal thing about mixing food around laundry. I don't like the two in the same space. So we talked about the pros and cons of that. So we focused more on storage. Like I said, having 10-foot tall ceilings in there, we had plenty of vertical storage in there. Mm-hmm. We also wanted to add in some drawer storage because drawer storage, I think, is very underestimated in how useful it is. Mm-hmm. You can really, you can always put in roll-out shelves, and those are nice too, but drawers really can hold a lot in all kinds of different things that you're looking for. So we had a small sink in there, a little small utility sink, you know, to rinse off dirty boots or pre-rinsing things to put in the laundry. The drawer storage uppers, we also added a short, wasn't too long, maybe around 18 inches clothing rod to do some hanging for hang drying. Mm-hmm. Then we did some open shelving. There was plenty of storage in there. We didn't need to add more, and that was a nice way to add both storage and some nice aesthetics in there with decor. But really they wanted the storage and they wanted it to be useful with also not being, tracking in too much dirt and looking dirty, yeah. having it clean and open.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, part of why, you know, this, excuse me, mudroom has been so, I don't know, such a draw on social media and on house and things like that is just the overall warmth that it gives. And also, you know, Allie styles our photo shoots and she did such a good job just making it feel very lived in and cozy and mm-hmm. home and, you know, with the boots there and everything, you can just really envision how useful of a space it is.
Yeah.
Was that door the original door or is that door new?
That was the original door. Actually, the homeowner herself stripped it and restained it.
Oh, wow.
So she did a lot of work. That was her pride and joy. And that
yeah,
is beautiful.
It is.
So we played off of that with those warmer, again, those natural tones and the woods.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful. So, I mean, how was it working with a client that was going to be moving versus a client who is very, you know, emotionally invested in the design? Was it easier to make selections?
I would say it was easier. There's not as much of that, like you said, emotional attachment to it and knowing that you have to, you know, pick something and live with it. And it's like this grand ordeal, which it, a lot of times it shouldn't be. I understand why it is, but you always need to go with your gut instinct. But she was a lot of fun. They both were a lot of fun in doing this because it was more like she also got to play designer with me because she's designing for a future person as well. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. As far as selections go, there was in the back to the bathroom real quick there. We picked out these beautiful sconces for next to the mirrors and they were going to be like mirrored. So they were an asymmetrical shape, but they had a left and a right. And we loved it, picked it out, ordered it, and then found out later, as we all know, our favorite thing, finding out something's back ordered indefinitely. Aww. And it was just the one. It was just like either the right or the left, but just one was back ordered. So we had to go back and reselect. And then funny enough, we ended up loving the new one even more. So that's the one that got installed there. Similar, but different.
Yeah. I love that you guys still went with somewhat of a bold sconce because it really makes the whole room. I mean, if that lighting was just kind of your traditional three little lights over a mirror, the whole room would have felt different than it does with those sconces.
Lighting makes such a dramatic impact, both in the temperature and the brightness. So whether you're choosing the Kelvin or the wattage of a light bulb, that makes a big difference in itself. But also just the style of fixture and where it's placed, how it's placed, can make such a big difference. It becomes more of the jewelry of the room, just like the hardware does.
Yeah. I also love that it was thought through to put the handle or nozzle to turn on the shower by the entry to the shower. So you don't have to get soaking wet in order to turn it on.
Yes.
I always think that is so smart.
Yes, we do not want to be blasted in the face just to turn it on when you're not even ready to get in the shower yet.
Yeah. Does that add a lot of plumbing challenges to do that, to move plumbing, like have plumbing on the opposite side of the shower head?
Not so much for water lines.
Yeah.
If it was a drain, it'd be a little different story. But yeah, moving the water lines for the valve is not very difficult.
Yeah, especially once everything's
it
already
all
open.
It just takes little small holes through the studs for your water lines. If it's a drain, it takes big holes. And
Okay, interesting. Because yeah, it is. I mean, that's a huge, you know, difference in your everyday.
Right.
Turning on a shower, whether it's convenient or inconvenient and you get wet.
Especially because this was just a fixed panel. It wasn't a shower door that was hinged or a sliding door. So you wouldn't have been able to move the glass and try and get in there a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool. So did you ever hear back from them on how it went selling it and what people said through the open house?
Actually,
what was that?
They were very involved clients the whole way through with communication. They were just great. Always telling us about how good of a job we were doing. If something did come up that didn't maybe look quite right, they were very quick to tell us, and we addressed the issues right away. So that was great. But with that communication being a big thing, they reached out to us when they were selling the house, and it went quickly. They actually went into a bidding war with a couple people.
Awesome.
So that was good to know. And then I've even sent her some of these articles letting her know how much of a grand uprising this has been for this mudroom.
Yeah.
So when they listed the house, did they mention that the remodeling was done by Dave Fox?
Probably.
A lot of clients do that. They'll even tell us ahead of time, you know, if we ever put this house up for sale, we're going to let people know Dave Fox did the remodeling.
Yeah, I definitely see that in the real estate listings a lot.
Yeah.
I should have read that.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is our fourth and final segment for today's show. Jamie and Rachel.
Yeah,
already.
Yep. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a really nice project for some folks that, of course, I say really nice project. We wouldn't really be talking. We don't do any regular mediocre projects, do we?
No, we try not to.
They're all really nice. This is another one of our really nice projects that we got a lot of social media recognition on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because of our famous designer, Rachel, there.
Oh, shucks.
Yep. And if you want to get your picture taken with Rachel, let us know now while her rates are not that expensive, because someday she'll be very famous. So just email us at info@davefox.com and let us know.
They all come flooding in.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, ladies, take it away.
All right. So do you have any, what is your favorite feature in the bathroom and in the laundry room?
In the laundry room, I would say my favorite feature, it's hard because I love, love, love the flooring. I just, it makes such a bold statement in there. but also, and I am assuming this is also what people have been loving on house, is the accent wall we did behind the bench. So in between those two tall utility cabinets, we painted the wall. Instead of doing some, we could have done a cool feature like a beadboard or a shiplap or any sort of woodworking feature. But again, we were trying to make sure that everything was cost effective in what we were picking and choosing, because we spent more on other things and that wasn't one that we wanted to put a ton of money into. So in order to make a grand statement, we painted it a contrasting color, and along with all the other colors in the room, it's a color. It's called Link Gray, but it has a bit of a green undertone to it. And with that, it's still one of those warmer grays, because grays, as we know, can go in so many different directions. Yes. And go cool.
Yeah, definitely. I would call it a green. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks more green than it does gray.
Yeah.
But it's still very muted and kind of that dusty color.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably my favorite part in the mudroom. And then in the bathroom, I got to say, it's those sconces. I love those sconces. I think that
I knew you were going to say
the
that.
The little acrylic detail on there is so pretty when the light's shining. And I told them I wish that it like could have come back over in the nighttime to see how that would look in there. Because yeah. I just think that those on in the evening or nighttime, because there's this huge window in there during the daytime and it got so much natural light, which is great. But you didn't get to see the full effect of those sconces. But that along with... I think just the drastic size of the room, like being so tall with 10-foot ceilings and taking the tile for the shower all the way up, it made such a bold impact in there and really felt grand and felt like a master bathroom.
Yeah, definitely. Does the whole house have 10-foot ceilings?
I want to say yes. I'm trying to think of any room that maybe didn't, but very tall ceilings.
That's cool. I know, it's interesting how ceilings, you know, from 1800s built home were tall, then we went shorter.
Right.
And then we went even shorter. And then we started getting taller and taller and taller. And now I feel like 9 feet is now the new standard.
Mm-hmm.
And then really, I mean, 10, 12 feet is lovely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a tall person, so I love having the taller ceilings. I just feel like
I'm a short person and I like having the tall ceilings.
Well, an 8-foot ceiling is probably somewhat tall to you compared to me.
You know. I just like the way it makes a room feel, you know, it instantly feels bigger, any right. space, the taller the ceilings. But it can make things a little bit trickier as far as making it feel homey and cozy mm-hmm. and things like that. So it's a bit of a, you know, contradictory, but I definitely, there's more room to play with. And I love,
right.
to me, like using the vertical space for storage and things like mm-hmm. that, I think is so smart.
And like you said, it just makes the space feel larger, but it can be cozy if you do the right things and the right colors and right accoutrements in there.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually think one of my favorite features is the way that the washer and dryer are built in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's done really well. I like that a lot of times I feel, and maybe that's more the part of the addition, but a lot of times I feel laundry rooms that are second as a mud room, kind of that main entry from a garage or from outside, often it's not accounted for is the depth of the machines
mm-hmm.
or especially the dryer vent and how it has to turn and mm-hmm. things like that. So the fact that this washer and dryer are flush with each other and, you know, nearly flush with the countertops and the built-in,
mm-hmm.
you know, thought went into that, because so often you walk into a home and the dryer sticks out 3 inches further.
Right.
So did we make accommodations for mm-hmm. that dryer vent? Is that how you're able to do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely measuring, remeasuring, making sure that those cabinet panels were ordered correctly and with that depth in mind, because you have, it's usually about 33 to 36 inches, depending on the size of the washing machine and the dryer to account for that vent as well. And it's sticking right by the door too. We really wanted to emphasize that we were getting that right too, because if you open that door and that thing is smacking you when you walk in, that wouldn't be so great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the doors opening by walls and stuff is one of the first things a designer learns is what won't work,
right?
Because appliance doors opening into something,
mm-hmm.
Those handles. Are all the gotchas, you know.
Yeah, yes.
On like, early designing,
and sometimes it's still tricky to like,
yeah.
you know, you're trying to play predictions here and play psychic of thinking how is this going to work, what's the, and then you have to think of all the little different pieces of the bumpers and side notes, because that's not even about this project, but thinking about those little,
I think that's nuances. Really true, because especially even with a dryer, you know, if you're designing this just on floor plan with lines and you know the dimension of your dryer and you know the dimension of the room and everything like that, and you can fit it in there, but if you don't account for that dryer vent, your whole design is, you know,
different.
Kind of different. Yes.
Yeah.
And so it is, there's so many different elements. And then when you compound that like into a kitchen, for example, and you're talking about a range or things like that, and having to factor in, you know, okay, this range is this big, but the handle sticks out an extra 3 inches. So this cabinet door can't do this.
And, right.
Oh my gosh, your guys' minds must be spinning at all times. Because it is a lot of detail.
Yes.
To kind of factor in to make it all go right. Because when it goes right, you don't notice it. But when it goes wrong,
you notice.
You
when it goes
notice.
Wrong, we end up buying appliances and or something.
Yeah, or we end up buying things.
We just recently, I never make, try to hide the fact that we make mistakes. We're people. So we recently designed a kitchen and had the client buy a counter depth refrigerator. Told him, yes, it'll work fine in here. Well, lo and behold, it was up against a wall that came out 6 inches beyond, and they couldn't open the door. I mean, it's one of the early, and this is one of our great designers. Everybody can make a mistake.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Except, you know, even me.
Yeah.
I made one once.
One time. Was it the same day you saw a straight wall?
But anyhow, I mean, you're never going to avoid all mistakes. And sometimes we even make stupid ones. So we ended up buying that refrigerator from the client because they couldn't return it.
Oh, yeah.
So do either of you want to buy a nice counter depth refrigerator?
Is it 28 inches? That's the only thing that will fit in my space.
I'm okay at the moment. Okay. But if anyone's interested in one, I guess, you know, email us at info. Yep. I know. What did Brett really used nice to call our appliance graveyard? Because during COVID time, when you couldn't get appliances, we had an appliance graveyard of kind of old appliances that we would use as temporary.
I'd rather call it an appliance annex. Graveyard's kind of a...
It is a little sadder.
That's a harsh term.
It is harsh.
Because they don't go there to die. They went and relived.
Yeah, they lived
in another space.
They got a second life for
they
a
did.
While.
Yeah. It was more just like a triage.
Appliance recovery.
Yes, yeah, appliance recovery center. Yeah. But hey, it got people through with some appliances when in a pinch, right?
Yep.
Oh boy. But I mean, I think at the end of the day, this is just a beautiful space. And I think, Rachel, you did a great job of having it appeal to everybody, obviously, because
thank you.
How it's come around on house and how many people have been commenting and liking and sharing and all the things definitely speaks volumes to the design and how, you know, safe it is.
Yep. Okay. Well, folks, thanks for listening to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show today. I do want to invite you to go to our website. It's davefox.com. You can go to davefoxradio.com. There you can find all of our previously broadcast radio shows with all kinds of exciting, interesting topics. We'll be back next Sunday morning at 8:00.